You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast. The following sermon was preached on the third Sunday of Lent, March 19, 2017, by the Reverend Steve Best, Associate for Couples and Family Life at St. Thomas.
It's hard for us to imagine the backdrop of the story living in a land where there's so much water. Jesus and his disciples have had a long, hot day traveling the parched road leading from Judea to Galilee. Jesus is thirsty and is waiting at the well while his disciples go into town for food. But why is the Samaritan woman walking alone? Why is she venturing into the heat at the very hottest time of the day? There at the well, the early morning or during the cooler evening, the women would gather from the village, find refreshment and fellowship. But this woman is not one of them. She is walking towards Jesus and the well alone. Where are her friends? Does she wear a scarlet letter that Jesus cannot yet see? Is she divorced? Is she widowed? We do not know what her story is. We learn later that she's had five husbands, and the man she's with now she's not married to. And traditionally, male theologians, have been quick to assume that her personal sin is the cause of all of her woes. But there is so much we do not know about her and about her story. We do know that it was a man's world back then, and there was little a woman could do to prevent a divorce that her husband wanted to initiate, sometimes for the most trivial of reasons. Yes, it has most certainly taken a whole village and culture to help create this predicament for her. Little of this speculating seems to be on Jesus' mind, however. He opens his parched lips and utters, "Give me a drink." In his fatigue, it appears that he's lost his manners. The Samaritan woman, who remains unnamed, has already sized him up as being from another tribe. Was it Jesus' accent? Was it his clothing? Was he wearing the wrong tattoo? What exactly was it that made Jesus look and act like an outsider? At first she appears shocked and a little defensive. "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" "Men and women are not allowed to meet like this, Jesus. Jews and Samaritans are not allowed to meet either. Jesus, don't you know the playbook?" As confining and oppressive as these rules are, it is all she knows. And so she appeals to the rules of her tribe and village to help her climb out of an awkward and potentially scandalous situation. "Jesus, this is not only unsafe, it is crazy." And Jesus, he remains thirsty. No water has yet touched his lips. It becomes more obvious that he thirsts for something far deeper and more life-giving than water itself. He moves the conversation deeper by talking about living water. And the Samaritan woman is puzzled to be sure. "Isn't the water from Jacob's well good enough? You must not be very thirsty, Jesus, if you're still wondering about the water quality." Jesus remains patient. He is thirsty for a deeper conversation and remains determined to get there if she will allow herself to get there. He sees a possibility for her going deeper. Like a deep sea diver catches the glimmer of a shiny object at the bottom of the sea floor and decides to take another dive. And what is the shiny object? It is the awareness that Jesus knows everything about her, her past, her mistakes, the pain, her strengths, her courage. Jesus knows everything about her and still loves her. In the presence of this intimacy and love, she begins to awaken to a thirst within her, this overpowering, I know there is hope. I know that the Messiah is coming. I thought it was too good to be true, but I never stopped hoping for a different way of living in this world. And then comes the gushing and the rushing waters of transformation that Jesus promised her and promises to us. He reveals his complete identity to a woman that even the disciples cannot comprehend. I am he, the one you have been waiting for. Larger than his identity defined by gender, tribe, and religion, Jesus reveals his true and complete self. I am the Messiah, your Messiah. I am the one you have been looking for. I have come to save and to deliver you. And at that moment, the Samaritan woman also discovers that her identity is also larger than what can be defined by gender or tribe or religion. The woman at the well represents a part of all of us that thirsts, desires, yearns to uncover the truth about God and ourselves and our relationship with him. Although the woman at the well was lonely and likely to have been living on the outskirts of her society, it is likely she had food enough to eat and water to drink. As important as these things are, they did not begin to touch her deepest needs. And have you ever felt like this? I know I have. Have you ever felt alone and without enough deep, authentic, soulful relationships and conversations that allow you to be and express your fullest self? Did you ever find yourself going through the motions day by day, gathering water from the well, so to speak, or the refrigerator, putting food on the table, or distracting yourself with entertainment and recreation, but not experiencing the abundant and joyful life that Jesus promises for each and every one of us? Some spoke of their fears, and this is a hot tub experience I want to tell you about. At 8,000 feet in the beautiful Sierra Nevada mountains at Lake Tahoe, after a long, hard day of skiing, my good friend Dave and I jumped into a hot tub unawares. We were trying to seek relief for our sore muscles, and we found ourselves surrounded by a group of six younger men in their late 20s and 30s who were drinking beer, being rowdy, and, well, acting like many skiers and snowboarders that I happen to know. Yes, they turned out to be very friendly and very thirsty. We began to chat. They introduced themselves and what they did. Most were married and had young kids. One was in the process of divorcing, and it was obvious that he was in great pain. And then came the moment I've come to dread, especially when I'm on vacation and theoretically off duty. So, Steve, what do you do for a living? And taking my lead from Jesus, I decided to tell them the truth, to take a plunge into the living water to see if it was there. So I answered with the Spirit's prompting, I'm a priest, pastor, marriage and family therapist. And there was silence. And then there was nervous laughter. And then there was honest and deep revelation that took me completely off guard. I reassured them that I wasn't writing a book, wasn't planning to post the evening results on Facebook. And I began to hear their stories. Some spoke of their fears, their deep fears that they would repeat the same mistakes their parents had made and they would end up divorcing. Others asked heartfelt questions about where they could find resources to strengthen their marriages. And before I knew it, the hot tub had become a place of living water before my very eyes. I'm reminded of the fact that all of the world is a sacrament if we allow it to be. And this particular sacrament at 8,000 feet took place because of God's grace, authentic revelation, and the intentional decision to wade in the water with others. Now back to that story, that beautiful story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman. I find that the most fascinating part of the story for me is that Jesus shared with this lonely and unpopular woman his deepest secret. He told her that he was indeed the Messiah, the one who is different, the one who is the ultimate revealer of truth, the one who resists settling for the superficial, the one who dives in deep with all of us and crosses boundaries, and the one who pursues us with a passion until we are all swimming with him in the waters of our own baptisms. May all of us run into town like the Samaritan woman did, or a ski resort, or drop our buckets, our coffee cups, our skis, and proclaim this great news that Jesus knows us fully and completely as we are and loves us even more because of it. What Jesus did for this woman in Samaria, he does for us, each one of us. At our baptism, again, even at 8,000 feet, he gives us the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of living water welling up inside each and every one of us, leading us to eternal life. It is the power of living water. Amen.
Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.